22. Rico. Keep going to the first floor of the garage, Rico said, turning back to Bale. We'll be right behind you.
Where are you going? Bale asked.
It was apparent to Rico the stable master and de facto leader of the group of survivors was still wary of following a centurion, despite Isaac's support.
We need to recover some equipment from the lab. Sheriff Duke asked us to get it, Pyro added.
That seemed to satisfy the burly man. He nodded and turned back to the others.
We're going up to the first floor. Stay close.
Rico and Pyro increased their pace up the steps. They were almost to the lab when Rico heard quick footsteps descending toward them and Isaac appeared around the corner.
Rico, he said, breathing hard, forget the lab. We need to go.
What about the interlink? Pyro asked.
Gone, Isaac replied. The Axon took it.
What?
Hurry.
Isaac turned around and started back up the stairs ahead of them.
What do we do? Pyro asked.
Follow that Marine, Rico replied, chasing after Isaac.
She bounded up the steps on Isaac's heels, not offering maximum effort to allow Pyro to keep up. She emerged onto the first floor a few meters behind him, finding Nathan standing on top of the tank as it moved into position near the base of the ramp between four dead Jackskluth. A glow in the corner of her eye drew her attention, her gaze landing on the Axon shield.
What the hell is that? She asked,
noticing that her ATCS had regained its link to the rest of the Centurions.
The Axon disguised itself as Hayden and drove out of here with the interlink, Nathan replied. Hayden's chasing it.
You saw Hayden?
Yes.
Nathan's tone told her there was more to his answer that she wasn't going to like. He didn't wait for her to ask.
It killed them, Rico. Natalia, Halia, Ginny. All three of them.
Rico felt as if Nathan had hit her in the chest with an armored fist. Her entire body tensed, tears springing unbidden to her eyes.
Oh no, she whispered. Oh, Hayden.
We're all hurting, Nathan said. But we need to get these people out of the city. Stay focused on that.
Yes, sir,
Rico replied, shoving the emotions down. She blinked a few times to clear the tears from her eyes, turning as Bale and the other survivors began shambling in. She heard their gasps and short shouts of surprise when they saw the dead Relia.
The tank will go out first, Nathan said, activating his external speakers. Along with the APC. We'll try to lead them away from the area along the route we marked earlier. The civilians will bring up the rear. We have 5 cars with mounted machine guns. Rico, I want you and Ike in the lead car. Drake, swap positions with Pyro and take Gunner for one of the cars. I need 7 more volunteers.
Roger, General, Drake said.
He emerged from the top of the tank as Pyro reached it and started climbing in. Rico turned back toward the survivors. None of them had stepped forward to volunteer, including the uniformed deputies who had been trained to drive the cars. She grabbed her helmet, angrily ripping it from her head and throwing it on the ground. She locked eyes with Bale first, and then sent her furious gaze across the group of survivors.
Are you afraid? She asked. If you are, good, you should be afraid. Are you ashamed?
She met the eyes of one of the deputies who looked away.
You should be ashamed. I get it. You don't like us because we're from Proxima. You don't think you should follow us because we aren't locals. Let me tell you something. None of that shit matters now. Right now, this city is under siege. Thousands of your friends, family, and neighbors are already dead.
She paused to keep herself from choking up, Natalia's face in her mind.
And you're going to join them if you don't pull your shit together. Proxima didn't do anything for you? Our leaders think you're savages who don't deserve our help because when things get hard, you turn on one another. Do you want to prove them right?
She glared at them, walking the line. More of the survivors looked away in embarrassment and shame.
We have one chance to get you out of here. One chance to salvage what's left of Sanisco's citizens. I know it sucks. I know it hurts. But Sheriff Duke is out there on his own, fighting for you when his wife and children are dead.
A collective gasp and a few cries rose up from the survivors. Rico could feel the atmosphere shift, become more tense, but also more focused.
Is this how you're going to repay everything he's done for you? She continued. Is this going to be the legacy you leave for Governor Duke?
No,
one of the deputies said, coming forward. He had tears in his eyes, and he was shaking with fear.
I'll drive one of the cars.
Me too,
a second deputy said.
Count me in, a civilian woman said. I used to drive for King. May he rot in hell.
I'll do it,
a young, thin man with wild hair said.
I didn't know about Governor Duke. She was my mentor.
Three more volunteers quickly came forward.
What about you, Bale? Rico asked.
I want to stay on the ground with the bulk of the group, Bale replied. I only have this rifle, but I'll do my best to make it count.
Rico nodded and retrieved her helmet, sliding it over her head.
Nice speech, Isaac said through the comm.
Passable, she replied.
It worked.
True.
They moved into position, Rico joining Isaac at the lead car. It had been converted from an old delivery van and was lined with armored plates and spikes to help deflect strife. The center of the roof had been hollowed out to offer a rotating machine gun turret, courtesy of Natalia and her engineering team. It was too bad the strife weren't the problem this time.
The skinny guy is Sean Lutz, Isaac said as he climbed into the turret seat. He was one of Natalia's lead engineers.
You should have told me that before I let him drive a car.
You didn't have your bucket on.
Let's try to keep him alive then.
Roger that.
Isaac started the van, its diesel engine growling beneath the hood. The other cars came to life, the only one of the vehicles that was gas-powered.
Hicks, Nathan said. You ready?
Ready, General,
Hicks replied.
This is for Governor Duke and for Hayden.
Nathan crouched on the tank next to the main gun. He raised his arm into the air and then dropped it forward, signaling the survivors.
Let's move!